This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. We have a bit of a space junk problem. Human-made trash, large and small, just hurtling around up there. The junk poses a risk to satellites and the International Space Station, but it could also present a business opportunity. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has our story.
Worst case scenario when it comes to space junk is that it would hit something with people in it. Marketplace's budget for space travel is a bit limited this quarter, so we'll use the example of the movie Gravity.
Debris is from a BSE set.
What's much more likely to happen is that a crash in space would cost money, not lives. Satellites are expensive, and just like cars that are at risk of accidents, satellites have insurance.
On the smaller spacecraft at lower orbits, we definitely increase the premium for debris issues.
Richard Parker is managing director of Assure Space. He says, as far as he knows, the insurance industry hasn't paid out any claims for a debris accident, so they aren't too worried about it. But when it does happen...
And so I would think, you know, in the next 5 years...
Rates will probably go up pretty quickly, because unlike car accidents, in space, it's really hard to prove fault and get people to pay up.
And I doubt whether the launching country is going to stand up and say... Please, Mr. Insurer, I'd like to repay you all the money you've just paid out.
The insurance costs between 5 and 15% of the satellite's value, and satellites can be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. To prevent expensive accidents, the focus now is on tracking the debris. It's kind of like this.
Heading over to the northwest side, a couple crashes that are actually causing some big delays this morning, so listen up if you're driving around.
Your morning traffic report. If you know it's congested somewhere, you can take a different route. But since traffic helicopters don't really work so well in space, we have to rely on radar. Right now, the Air Force tracks about 23,000 orbiting space objects, including debris. Last year, Lockheed Martin won a $915 million contract to build a new tracking system.
So it will allow the U.S. Air Force to see much smaller objects, and it also has a much higher capacity.
Lockheed Steve Bruce says the system will be able to monitor hundreds of thousands of pieces of space junk. Plus, the technology has other uses as well.
So you could use it for detecting aircraft, you could use it for detecting weather. So we'll continue to expand our business in those domains.
Other companies want to track space junk in space. Alvin Alexander runs Orion Applied Science and Technology.
Our plan is to have a ground-based architecture, but it'll be complemented with a space-based architecture as well.
From there, Alexander says they could potentially track millions of pieces of space junk, even the tiny bits. Down the road, the company wants to tackle the very difficult and very expensive process of removing some of the debris. He says it's important to start before there are more accidents.
It's not so common as of right now. However, all of the trends indicate that it's growing progressively worse. And how bad does bad need to get before we define a solution?
Alexander and others warn that if we ignore the problem, vital communication and national security infrastructure could be at risk. But it's worth noting, all these guys do make money off of that risk. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.